Hello, Sensei here. So today I'm not doing anything. I'm gonna be talking to you about the awesomeness that is dream consistency and reasons why it might be consistent. I thought of this the other day. I read a couple of different comments and posts and things like that. Can't remember extremely well right now, like I did the first time I did this recording, but the first time I did this recording, I could barely even understand what I was saying. Not that I wasn't like speaking clearly, it's that I was just like jumping hither and thither and thither and to and fro. So basically I just didn't make much sense. Like, it made sense if you could follow, which I barely could, and I was the one who said it, so it's probably not a good idea for me to put that one on there. After my long string of awesome podcasts, I don't want to screw it up with one. So, the idea is that, or not the idea, we're going to talk about consistency. If you've paid much attention to your dreams, you start noticing consistent things in your dreams. Now, after you have, like, I'd say 3+ dreams a night, that's when you start seeing more and more common things. And I'd say it's probably because you're remembering, could be about half your dreams, it could be like a quarter. I have no idea how many dreams each person has per night. And whenever I first started having 3 dreams per night, it was probably actually closer to 1 or 2 that were just split up by a blank, and so I couldn't really tell when it was, like, when a dream ended, another one began, or if it was just a scene change and I just missed the transitions or anything like that, because all of my dreams were, like, 5 minutes, 10 minutes long. And then, of course, I hit, like, 5 or 6 dreams a night, and then all of a sudden I went back down to 3, but they were all, like, 20 minutes long. Now I'm at like 5 or 6 dreams per night, but they're all like 30 or 40 minutes long. Like, the dreams seem longer. And so whenever you start seeing more and more and more of these dreams, like, everywhere, and all this awesomeness in dreams, you start recognizing places, and you start having these things that I've called fake memories. I don't know if everybody else calls them that. Sometimes I, like, call things, and I don't pay attention to what everybody else calls them. I think false memories is what is the general term, or fake memories, or anything like that. And I'm going to say, like, quote-unquote fake memories for this, because I'm going to go with an idea here that what if these memories are not fake memories, but memories of dreams that memories of dreams that we have had in the past that we have forgotten, because it is... It's a lot easier to remember your dreams when you're in a dream. That's something I have noticed. I don't know if it's a truth or if it's something that I may have just used fake memories to create. But the other day I had a dream, and in the dream there was, I was driving down the road after running from a bunch of people, and I see this castle, and I remember all of these times that I saw this castle, and I'd been in that castle, and I'd explored the castle, and I'd escaped from the castle because witches kept, kept capturing me and taking me there. And it was weird because I was in Zodra, I was lucid, I was in a consistent realm that I know of, but I'm having these fake memories, and I remember having these from whenever I was like 12 and 13 and 14. And now, like, had you asked me a couple weeks ago, I would have said that didn't exist at all. Like, those were not witches. I didn't have any dreams like that. But now, whenever I think of them, I remember them, and they seem to go alongside all of my dreams that I had back at the time. Like, I remember them as much as I remember dreams as I did at that time. So it's really weird, because it seems like I really did have that dream, but it doesn't make any sense. So I wouldn't have told you that a week ago. So I came up with this theory. If you guys know of dissociative identity disorder, often miscalled multiple personality disorder, it's a type of schizophrenia in which your personality kind of breaks into parts. Now, you have the main personality, the core personality, which is kind of who you are, and then you have other personalities. Now, there's movies and stuff like that with this in it. I'm not going to say what they are, because generally that's like the twist at the end of the movie is, and it was him the whole time! Or they were dead the whole time. Or everybody's dead at the whole time. Or they all died. Movies have been a little predictable lately. Anyways, so these ways, the ones with twists. The twists seem predictable lately. And I'm sorry if I ruined any movies for you there. You need to start watching more movies, apparently, if you have not seen movies with that in it. So, Anyways, so yeah, you've probably heard of dissociative identity disorder. So this is the idea that you have multiple personalities, one place or time or anything like this. You'll be here and you'll be like, bloop, bloop, doo, I'm me, I'm happy, I'm having a good time. And then the reason these movies are getting popular is because there's a psycho killer and he's killing all of my friends or something like that. Or he's killing this person. And so it's like, I wonder, this, the mind can split itself into different personalities. And the ways it does this is by accessing different memories and using only those memories and repressing some memories. Now, repressed memories, what does that remind you of at all? Oh, lucid dream, because generally one or more of the personalities will actually not remember. Like generally if you have multiple personality disorder, dissociative identity disorder, you don't remember that you have it until you're told that you have it. Like, you don't know when this happens. You just have, like, times that you blank out. Or it's like you'll go to sleep, and when you wake up, you're still tired. And all of your clothes are wet. And they're drenched with the blood of your foes. But basically, the idea is that it seems to categorize your memories. And so it got me to thinking about all of my dreams and how in my dreams I have all of these memories, or at least ways to set up that seems to make perfect sense. I'm the captain of the ship, and I do this, and I, you know, shoot guns, and I go here, and I do this. You know, you're like, you have all of that. It's like, that's pretty interesting. Like, all of these things that we do. Like, I do all those. And the dream just starts, and you're like, oh, looks like I'm here, and I'm going here, and I'm doing this, and dip-doop-doo. And you get completely caught up in the dream, and then, you know, you're running from the space pirates. You know, like, all of that's together, and it all seems to make perfect sense. Now, wouldn't it make a lot more perfect sense if it was just continuing a dream from, like, months ago? Or a week ago? Or yesterday that you didn't remember? And so this idea that I'm throwing out there is, what if in the beginning, whenever you're, like, a baby, you don't have any dream worlds or anything like that? And, I mean, some dream worlds say, like, you know, you have a dream that's, like, you're almost in your room, but it's kind of there, kind of not. That's just kind of like a shadow of the world. But in those dreams that are like epics, they're just crazy, just insanity, makes so much sense. You have all these fake memories, you have these ideas and all of that stuff. What if those are memories of dreams that you had before that you just didn't remember? And so with that in mind, whenever you're a kid, you start creating these. You know, you go to sleep, you end up in this blank area, and this is a closed off thing. It's not, it may be able to remember your world, but you can't remember it when it's happening. And so you start creating these awesome epic adventures. Oh, well, you know, what if I'm in a spaceship and I do this, and it makes sense why dreams would be so random and crazy but still filled with things or ideas from this world. It's because it's kind of like looking at the eyes of a kid. So what we have is a bunch of just like half-baked ideas that are coming through in dreams. And so the more weird your childhood, the more likely you have all these weird things in your dreams. And I have some more ideas to go with this, and one of them is the different universes I find myself in often. And as I said, like, there might be like thousands of them. Like, every dream you have might just create a universe. You might be able to go back there. The more times you've been there, the easier it is to get there. So in lucid dreaming, whenever you create a universe or something like that, it's something that your body has already done a million times, so it knows what it's doing. And then it said that if you travel there like 3 times within a week, it makes it a lot easier to go back, and it makes it a stable place because you're not just shooting in the dark, you already have been there very recently. And so one of the universes that I have, I don't know if it's like multiple universes that I have or if it's just one, but it's something that I see in non-lucid dreams and lucid dreams, is that I'm like really, really good friends, and so is my wife, with my ex-girlfriend. Me and my wife are really good friends with my ex-girlfriend. So, right, and that's like the weirdest thing ever, right? Like a weird world. But if you think about it, in a universe where, because I, in this universe, this world, I was really good friends with my ex-girlfriend before we even started going out. Now, had we not started going out, and then I just, had just created a universe whenever we were just friends, and then we switch it over. Okay, so now you add on to that this, um, this girl, my wifey. So we go from me being friends with this girl and switch over to something like, okay, we're friends, and now I meet this other girl in my life, and this universe sees that and adds in the fact that I'm married, which most of my universes have me being married to my wife. So it kind of makes sense that this is a universe that was created and that kept getting lived out while I was friends with my ex. And then it's just still there. It still happens, but I don't see it very much because I don't see all of my dreams. I see a lot of them, but not most of them. I just see a lot of dreams. And so looking at that, we also look at the other thing. Oh yeah, another universe where I am friends with my wife, but I'm actually married to my ex. It's a weird universe to be in. And so now, this is a universe that could have easily been created whenever I was, dating my ex, or whenever, maybe right before, or just like this universe that was created during our dating experience or anything like that, because I actually met my wife while I was dating another girl. Most people that get married actually know their wives for a significant amount of time before they actually marry them. It's weird. Because then there's some people that just meet them and get married like 2 or 3 months later. It's like, how did they do that? But anyway, so now you have this universe created, right? Universe created, ta-da, from whatever, this universe continually expanding and changing while going through my life and adding in different bits and pieces for my life, like getting married. But it switches the person because the universe already had me dating this person in that universe. And there's bunches of other things that I see. A universe where I'm a teacher, a universe where I'm a pastor, a universe where I do exactly what I do now. So do you see this this thing created? Like, it's very similar to dissociative identity disorder, because you are creating these worlds while you're not completely, like, it's not you, it's kind of like more of an aspect of your personality, or small, like, the other personalities that come from dissociative identity disorder don't seem to be full personalities, which is why you have one personality that is just like this, all this anger inside of you or something like that. At least that's what I see in movies. I don't know if that's exactly how it is. I remember in a Psych episode, I don't know if you guys have seen Psych, obviously, but there was a guy that was, his other counterpart was a very similar to him, but it was a female. And so he thought that he had ghosts because he kept blacking out, and then there would be smells, and there would be all sorts of weird things happening in his apartment. So he thought he was a ghost, and he was trying to figure out if he should move. And then it turns out kept switching over to female, and he almost actually, like, the female part of him that was kept taking over actually had been scheduling doctor's appointments so that she could get the male-to-female operations done. So he got it. He found out about his dissociative identity disorder before having that done. And so the doctors just see a guy that wants a sex change operation, because, you know, it's acting like a guy that wants a sex change operation. And he's just blacking out, and then, of course, you know, you're figuring out all this stuff. It's like, it's been really bad for that guy. Imagine waking up one day and having that done and not wanting it done. That would have been bad. that'd be awkward, a little strange waking up. I'd be reality checking. I would actually just have that as a set reality check. If I'm a woman, I am no longer in reality. That'd just be weird. I've been a woman in a dream a couple times. It's been weird. Weird times. Definitely not for me. but anyway, so you can see how the other personality kind of seems to know that the base personality exists. And that's why a lot of times you see people with recurring nightmares. They're going back to the same place, doing the same thing over and over. It's this world that they've created that time skips backwards, and you keep going through that same scenario. It's this world that's consistent, and you just keep going back to it. And you remember it because it's a nightmare, and it scares you. You remember things more if you're emotional during it. And then you have your the fact that you can wake yourself up from nightmares. Most people, whenever they're told you can wake yourself up from nightmares, as soon as they have a nightmare start, they're just like, boom, I can wake myself up, and then they start waking themselves up. Now, what this has to do with lucid dreaming, if these are consistent worlds that we are breaking apart by going there and taking control of this other personality of yourself, what happens is you get there and there's already a preconceived plot. There's this preconceived idea. So what's happening is that person that you are taking control of knows that it's a dream because they created it in the beginning. They may have forgotten it, kind of like whenever you're playing a video game or sport or something like that, you're not sitting there thinking the whole time, this is a dream or this is a sport, this is a game, this is this. They're just doing what they've set up the world to do before. So, so what happens is they're not like just sitting there thinking, this is a dream. Now they know in the back of their head, oh, this is a dream. I created this world as a dream. I am in control of all this. And some places maybe they've forgotten, and that's where you're a nightmare. And some places maybe they've forgotten, and that's whenever you're like trying to like control. Or maybe that's just because your awareness gets too high that it's you there, so you can't figure out what's going on. It's like you have inserted yourself into this person's place. You are now there, and so you have to figure out what's wrong. You have to figure out how to fix things. And so whenever you first become lucid, it's like it's you, your base personality, the you of waking life, the waking life experience, all of that stuff. And so that's why it's really good if you are... next time you realize you're in a dream, just try to remember who you are. What do you do? Maybe come up with like an idea. I don't know how much you think about who you are, ideas or anything that you have. But that should help. The problem with this is, of course, that it changes the entire nature of lucid dreaming. It's not that you're trying to realize that you're dreaming when it's in a dream. Is that you're trying to pull awareness of waking life into a dream that you're dreaming. And now, it goes with, like, not my definition of lucid dreaming, but my secondary definition of lucid dreaming, which is that lucid dreaming is being aware that there are two states. Because you could say, oh, I am dreaming, blah, 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 and still just go off and do whatever. Whenever you say, I am dreaming, or I'm lucid, or whatever, and that means that there's a dream state and an awake state, and I am in the dream state, that gives you a way better idea of what's going on, which is why that's part of my induction technique during the day, is I realize that there's two different states. There is the awake state and the dream state, and I am in the awake state right now. If you played Oracle of Seasons or Oracle of Ages, Zelda, Oracle of Seasons or Ages, think of it like that little marker thing. It has the like the seasons on it. Okay, that little marker is up there to say, oh, it's spring, or oh, you're in the past or the future. I actually don't remember if Ages has it. I know the Seasons has it. But anyway, so that marker, that's what you want, this marker that shows you. Now, without that marker during awake, you're not going to have the marker whenever you're asleep. And so, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I think. That's this idea that I'm coming up with. Frick. But that means that the consistent, persistent realm rules that we have created may be persistent realm rules for all of them. Maybe the reason that some realms seem to disappear is you might have died in them without noticing it, you know? You might have just had a bad day one day and died in that realm. And it also brings to the fact of multiple universes. So every time you go to sleep, you have all these universes that you go to, right? This universe, you know, we all know that we wake up and we go to sleep a little bit. At the end of REM, you know, wake up, go to sleep, wake up, go to sleep. So, what if you're going to sleep into that universe and it's just carrying on? Carry on, carry on, carry on. And every time you go back to sleep and go to that universe, it carries on. And then you... I mean, most of the time, whenever you wake up, it's not that you've fallen asleep in a different universe, but what if in that different universe, just randomly, the dreams are not called dreams there. Dreams are these little visions that you get randomly whenever you're walking around places, you know? Like, it gives you the idea of these being actually different universes. Then you die there and you can't get back. Unless, of course, there is an afterlife in that place, you know? I know it's a weird thought, but I think it's pretty funny to think about all of these different worlds and universes and everything like that. I love different worlds and universes ideas. I don't really believe in different universes that, except for, you know, because I'm a Christian, I believe that if there are other universes or anything like that, then that's something that God must have created. Just kind of like the spiritual world and all that type of stuff. Like, everything's a little bit different. I don't think there's an infinite amount of different universes that we could never, ever get to or ever, ever have proof of, like Stephen Hawking does. But, as you guys know, I'm not as smart as Stephen Hawking. I don't... So, this is, you should know that. In case you guys were, like, wondering, like, who's smarter? Which kind of gives you the idea. Stephen Hawking, Lucid Dream. That is something to ask him. Oh, man. Now I really want to know. I want to, like, I really want to go and talk to a lot of those scientists. Not, like, the normal ones, but, like, the really ridiculous ones, like Tesla and stuff like that. I know he had a waking state of dream kind of imposed on him due to a tumor. But I wonder, or they think it was a tumor now. They didn't know what it was back then. I wonder if, like, other ones all had crazy, crazy dreams or anything like that. Crazy, which is where they got their ideas from. I don't know. I'm weird. So, this whole idea of, dream worlds all being connected and stuff like that, let me know what you think. Let me know if you think I'm bonkers, or let me know if you have anything you know that agrees with this, or disagrees with this. There's also the fact that, a lot of times when you're lucid, you have memories of previous lucid dreams that, not that you've forgotten, but, like, it makes it a lot easier. Like, in this world, it's really easy to use fire, because this is a world where I've used fire before. I use fake memories all the time. Now, what if I'm actually just accessing real memories? So, what we're doing here is we're pulling from a consciousness. Now, you're like, okay, well, if you're in that dream, should you remember everything that happened in that dream? Yes and no. Because you've got to remember that we have the, we're trying to pull our consciousness there, right? So you're trying to pull your consciousness, the consciousness from waking life, into this world where it hasn't been before, or at least phase that's not at very much. And, so what we do is, we end up with this, give me a second. Trying to think, I could do this. We end up with this partial consciousness. We're partially conscious of things that have happened there and partially conscious of things that have happened here. And so if you create your own universe, then you have full consciousness of things that have happened there. And you just pull from consciousness from, like, you created it from things that you remember from here. Kind of like, as I said, that might have happened at the beginning. Now, they also might just be things that have been randomly created, just like, oh, you get this one thing and start it out as random, and there's just all these persistent worlds and stuff. But yeah, just let me know what you think, what things tear this down, what things build it up, what things are retarded, what things are awesome, what things sound amazing. If you've thought of this before, all that stuff. I want you to comment if you read this and just tell me. You can just say comment and just say good, or just comment and say meh. I like it when people comment. It makes me want to do these more. If you like listening to these, whether or not you want to, like, make fun of them or just whatever, just comment. If you're a lurker or anything like that, just throw a comment on there. It takes, like, 2 seconds to sign up to Dream Views. I think it's been a while for me, so. All right. Yeah. As always, this is Sensei. Talk to you guys later.